This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they had taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Shortly after, the group said electricity, cell phone, and internet services would be restored soon. The Taliban have taken over the provincial capital and the governor's compound in the valley and shared videos of their fighters in the capital. Meanwhile, in an audio message on his Facebook page, resistance leader Ahmad Massoud said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight the Taliban. Earlier in the day, pro-resistance Twitter accounts claim their fighters retreated to the mountains to regroup, but that they will continue to fight. The leader of the UK opposition singled out the government's handling of the Afghan withdrawal on Monday. Keir Starmer saying a lack of planning and leadership had let down British troops and left many behind to whom we owe so much. Starmer told Parliament the government's actions had been complacent and wrong by assuming there was no path to military victory for the Taliban in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said sanctions could be imposed on the Taliban government if they did not keep to their commitments. The Prime Minister said the British government will do everything they can to help those who want to leave Afghanistan do so safely. Johnson said 311 people eligible to come to Britain under the Afghan Relocations and Assistance Policy Scheme were still in the country. We continue to follow this story and others on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties say haunting images of surging rivers, flooded roads, and tornado damage caused by Hurricane Ida show the need to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure network. Members of Congress said the storm offered irrefutable evidence that the nation's power lines, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure are deteriorating, even as storms and other extreme weather are strengthening. The storm killed more than 65 people from the southern state of Louisiana to the northeastern state of Connecticut. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said global warming is upon us. Militants armed with machetes, sticks, and clubs killed at least 30 villagers in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. That's according to officials and a witness. The fighters are suspected to be members of the Islamist-inspired Allied Democratic Forces. They raided Makutano in North Kivu province early on Saturday, according to the officials speaking with Reuters. One villager said his son woke him when the militants struck. His son then tried to run away but fell into an ambush and was killed. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the raid. The ADF, which was formed in neighboring Uganda and says it is allied to Islamic State, seldom makes public statements. The World Health Organization Director General warned on Monday that the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus saying, quote, no country can let down its guard. Complacency can be as dangerous as the virus itself. We must continue to be vigilant. He was speaking from Rome to a Southeast Asia regional WHO meeting in Nepal. The WHO chief said there had been several recommendations aimed at providing a better response to combat the pandemic. However, the most effective step, and what he said could make the biggest difference in the future, is to find a solution for all countries equitably. South African leader Cyril Ramaphosa hailed the placement of his jailed predecessor, Jacob Zuma, on medical parole on Monday. Meanwhile, the opposition and other groups suspected it was a political move and demanded answers. Just 60 days into his 15-month jail term for defying an order to answer questions before graft investigators, prison authorities announced Sunday that the 79-year-old politician was placed on medical parole. Zuma was hospitalized a month into his incarceration. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.